USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved to intensive care after his condition worsened. A spokesman for the Prime Minister says he remains conscious and is at a London hospital. Louisiana remains a hotbed for coronavirus, and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards believes the coronavirus curve may be flattening, but the Democrat is vowing to keep mitigation efforts in place.
If we started the flattening the curve, it's only because of the mitigation measures. It's only because of the social distancing and the improved hygiene practices.
Bel Edwards says coronavirus has affected thousands in the state.
We're just shy of 15,000 cases now at 14,867. And very sadly, there are an additional 35 reported deaths. That's a total of 512.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.